Thank you, brethren. Thank you, Apostolic Church, the Apostolic Church in America. God bless. I thank God for Jesus this morning. I praise God for his salvation. I thank God for Pastor Henry and Sister Henry, Pastor Fiani and Sister Fiani, Pastor Dean and Sister Dean, and all the deacons and deaconesses. I refuse from calling name this morning. I remain silent. So I give God praise for all of you.
Yes,
you are such a loving set of people.
Yes,
and I know God has a special place for you all in heaven. And I'm looking forward when we'll get there, when we will celebrate and talk about the things that we did for Jesus while we were on this side. So I just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your salvation.
Bless the Lord.
This morning, I want to speak to you. You have read the word just not too long ago from 1 Corinthians 2. The Apostle Paul was speaking to the church, the Corinthian church. And I've heard Pastor Henry just spoke to you all. We are living in a time now which are very serious, a very trying and testing time for the church. If there is no other time that the church should rise up and take its stand, it's now.
It's now.
This is not the time for the church to draw into corner and acting and behaving like the world. This is the time when the church must come out and be bold and be courageous and step forward and declare that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way.
Yes.
There is no other way. All that is happening in America and in the world, Jesus is speaking to the church, not the world.
Yes, yes.
Jesus is speaking to the church.
Yes, yes, sir.
Jesus is drawing the church attention. Yes. But we just like in the days of the flood.
Yes.
It didn't mean much to us because we just continue to go on our everyday life while speaking to the church that the church must rise up and take our position. This is the time for us to go forth and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
this is no other time the gospel is ready and ripe. It is now. Jesus Christ declared that the harvest is ripe, but the laborer are few. Let us pray to the Lord of the harvest that he may send laborer into his kingdom. I believe that there is no other time that salvation is ripe for the world. It is now.
No,
it is now time that the church must step out with boldness and with authority that God gave us in Matthew 28 to go into all the world and preach and teach and make disciples, baptizing them in the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It is now. This is the time.
Yes, sir.
This is the hour.
Yes.
This is not the time we get caught up into political issue. Yes, we can talk about it. Not wrong to be talking about it.
Yes.
Because it is the time that we are living in. But you use this time to draw those who do not know Jesus Christ and point them that only one that have answer for all of this is Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Because he carried the government upon his shoulder. Every other man carries on them head, but he can carry on his shoulder. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's big and broad enough and powerful and awesome, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent to carry the government of the world upon its own.
Lord,
and this is the church hour to step out. To step out. So I'm encouraging the church today to step out.
Yes.
Don't get caught up now. Please don't get caught up in the issues that is going on around us. Yes, we can talk and we must talk, but don't get caught up. This is the time that every man that you meet or greet, you can even say, Jesus loved you. Mm-hmm. And it can begin from there with a discussion.
Yes, sir.
And you might say to you, oh, you know Jesus loved you because he loved me. And if he loved me, he loved you too. Because the scripture declares, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. This is the church hour.
This is
the church. And I'm encouraging the church. Let us unite ourselves now. This is not the time we divide and scatter. This is the time that the church come together in unity. This is where Christ prayed in John 17. Father, I pray that they will be one as we are one.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
so, well, let's look at the scripture. The Apostle Paul preached, read this message there that he said, for I, brethren, when I came to you, I came not with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined, I want you to look, pay attention to this word. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. He was crushed. He was bruised above all things.
Yes.
Just for me and you. For this hour. That we may be saved. This is the time the church preached salvation. Nothing else but salvation. The gospel of Jesus Christ. So the Apostle Paul's message was not to characterize my eloquence of speech, even though he can do, he was educated enough to speak in eloquence of speech.
Yes.
But he rather declaring of the word of the testimony of God. This was not a Paul testimony of God, but this was the testimony of God himself.
Yes, yes.
This was God's testimony that Jesus Christ and him crucified. Paul is telling us about the cross. At the cross where we first saw the light and the burden of our hearts rolled away. It was by faith we receive our sight. And now we are saved. And now we are happy all the day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He's at the cross. Everything happened at the cross. Everything.
Amen.
If it was not the cross this morning, then you would not be here this morning talking about
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen.
It is the cross. So Paul declared that I determined not to know nothing other than Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. The song goes, I decided to follow Jesus.
Yes, sir.
I decided to follow Jesus. For I determined to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
Hallelujah.
That was before me,
Hallelujah.
That word behind me,
yes.
That cross before me, that worthy I'm in.
Yes, sir.
That was before me. That will be mine. No turning back. No turning back. Don't none go with me. I will
none.
Oh, hallelujah. 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 This is our power now, brethren.
Yes.
This is our power now. Let shame and fear and all these things put aside from us now. And step out with boldness and with authority to preach and teach Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Yes.
To declare to the world that salvation is in no other name but in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
This is the time. This is the hour.
Yes.
That we step out now. When you walk now, you walk with your... This is why Christ said, in this time we look up. This is the time we can hold high above the water now.
Yeah.
You don't have to be ashamed of anyone if you are ashamed of your gospel. This is your boldness time now. Because the only rescue for the world now is Jesus Christ. And Him crucified.
Yes.
So the Apostle Paul went and said, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Because it's in the cross. At the cross we find our salvation. At the cross Jesus Christ declared to us that we are saved. At the cross everything was at the cross. And this morning we come to declare that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Paul determined, as John the Baptist said, I must decrease, and Jesus Christ increase. This is a similar that Paul is using right here, because he knew that is only the cross could have made that change in Paul himself. Like Paul was one who was crucifying the church, creating havoc with the church. But when Jesus met him, everything changed. Everything changed. And Paul declared, and I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. He had to be in fear and trembling. After he knew what he had done to the church, but God had rescued him.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I myself even feel timid to know where I was and what I was doing. And to know that God saved me, that I can stand before a body of believers and to bring the word of God.
Yes, yes, yes. Bless God.
This take guts, and it's only the Spirit of God that indwell us.
Yes.
That give us this boldness after when you look through your life and to see who you was and where Christ placed you now, that you're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Before you were nothing. But look at us now. We are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus.
God, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
See, if it was not the Spirit of God who indwell us and give us boldness to speak, sometimes we would have run into a corner and hide to look at our condition, to know that we can sit with a holy God, a righteous God. Because God called us out of darkness and bring us into His marvelous light. Set us apart for Him own self and purpose.
Yes.
Can we imagine that? Today where we seated with Christ and Paul determined that I will know nothing other.
Yes.
Are we determined not to know nothing other than Jesus Christ and Him crucified? Are we decided to follow Jesus all the way, come what may?
Yes.
All that is in the world today, John 2:15-16 said, is the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life.
Yes.
What is this in there for any of us? Because all that is in the world is death. Everything will die.
Yes.
And it's only what done for Christ will last. Nothing else. Everything is death. Everything dying. And we see dying around us. And yet still, none of the churches, instead of we're rising up and standing up strong and bold, we're fading. We're not encouraging one another. We're not uniting with one another.
Yes.
We're more dividing ourselves. One wants to show themselves that I am more important than the other one. And in the cross, there is a level field. There's no division in the cross of Jesus
Christ. No, sir.
We're on a level field.
Yes, sir.
You can come tell me that you're better than me, and I tell you that you are better than me. No, that's not in the cross of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Bless God. Hallelujah.
And verse 4 says, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words. Paul could go in and speak a lot of philosophical words. He's capable of doing all of that.
Yes.
Yeah, he could speak with boldness and give utterance of words that the ordinary man would not know. But how many people there would have said? Just few intellectual was around him those days. Yes. Just like in the church today. That's why when Christ come, you have a whole lot of poor was around Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Because the intellectual was feel themselves they were above Christ. How can one who is God and rich and powerful born in a manger reach that low?
Yes.
So they did not consider it.
Yes.
But the poor see something in Jesus and they begin to follow him.
Yes,
and Jesus Christ begin to save a whole lot of people in Jerusalem because they acknowledge him as God and Savior. And he acknowledged them that they will be born again. This is why Jesus said, you must be born again, Nicodemus.
Yes,
you must be born again.
Yes, sir.
That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Amen.
You get that,
my
brethren?
Amen.
We walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
The scripture said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And they that come to God must believe that He is God, and that He is a rewarder to them that diligently seek Him. So this scripture said to you that your faith must stand in the power of God, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, because men have nothing to offer us. God, I promise you to something this hour, and you take him back later on and tell him, oh, I forget it. And man, you know, this happened, that happened. It can't happen again. But if God promises, God promises us his thought from way down in Genesis 3:15.
Yes.
And he bring forth his son to us.
Yes, sir.
He didn't turn back. He didn't look back.
Yes.
He brings forth his son to us. Unto us a child is born.
Yes.
Unto us a son is given. Anything God promised, he come true for us.
Yes. Amen.
He don't look back and he don't turn back. May you promise a brother something just like I promised Pastor Henry I will speak for him today. I could reach to this morning and say, Pastor Henry, you know what? I can't make it. Because it's not God. God set your date from over 3,000 to 5,000 years ago. And he come true for us.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Only
yes.
God can do that. Only
yes,
God.
Sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Only God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Only God.
It is
hallelujah.
Only God can do that.
Yes.
We change every minute, every hour.
Yes.
Because we are men. We are finite, but God is infinite. He's God all by himself. He has no rival. He has no equal.
Yes.
God is God all by himself.
Yes.
We speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princesses of this world that come to now. So when we speak, we must speak the wisdom of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
what
right.
We know of the Lord Jesus Christ. The teaching of Jesus Christ, the scripture, as we know in 1 Timothy 3:14-17, that all scripture is given to reprove.
Yes.
And to teach and to make all come to the knowledge of God. And another one told us that we all must study to show ourselves approved unto
God. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
But we speak the wisdom. I just read that. Yeah. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the inner wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. You see, God knew the world that we would be living into at this time. And he knew the right time when he bring forth his son. And before the foundation of this world, God knew that he would bring me and you into this world at this time so that we can be an ambassador and witnesses for him.
Yes.
We didn't just save, it is not us who save ourselves. I remember some time ago in my rough life, like I would say, well, I'm going to be a Christian. Didn't know that I could not even save myself. God himself who has to come down and take me out of my muck and save me.
Indeed.
And put me into this position now. And my duty is to go out and to be witnesses. All job for the church is to be witnesses for Jesus Christ. You know? That is our work.
Yes.
It's to win soul for the kingdom of God. That is our duty, to proclaim the gospel wherever we go.
Yes, sir.
That is our duty. It's not to preach any prosperity gospel and to tell you this and to tell you that. Our duty is to tell people that there's a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. And God is coming back for his church. God is coming back for his earth.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So we must go forth now and proclaim that gospel that none get caught up into hell. Because the scripture said that he desired none should perish, but that
all should come,
come to repentance.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
That is our duty. That is our work. This is why Ephesians 2:10 tells us that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good work.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. We must go out and work for the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
If we're not doing any work for the Lord, then we're not doing anything for it. We just sit there idling. And this is why the angel in heaven is unemployed. because we are not doing what you have called us to do.
Yes. More rejoicing.
I understand them, my brother, but it's true. You see, the more we find work to do, the angel will up and about, covering us, moving with us.
Yes.
Because when we leave the four wall and out in the street, this is where we see miracle took place. It's out on the street, not in the house.
Yes.
When we go talking to people, you don't think Satan or they would like to destroy us and do us various type of things, but the angel of the Lord encamp around us. So they will have work out there to cover us each time we go, each time we're talking to someone, each time we gather together, talking about Jesus, the angels, the spirit of Christ.
Angels encamp.
They encamp around, covering us, protecting us, and filling our spirit with word to give utterance unto them at times of the
camp. Encamp around the motors, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm praying, Pastor Henry. You have a job on your hands, sir. Pastor Piani, Pastor D, and all the members of Apostolic Church. You have a job on your hands.
Yes.
And that job is to go out and win souls for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
To go out and tell people about the love of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Love cover a multitude of sins. So all you have to tell one, Jesus love you. Jesus love you. Oh, you know, I said Jesus love you. And you begin a conversation. Start a conversation. Do something. Say something.
Yes.
Say something to someone.
Yes.
You know, Jesus give you that nice dress, that nice suit, it fit. Boy, Jesus give you a nice body. Say something to someone.
Just
develop a conversation. When Jesus went to the well to meet that woman, he started a conversation. He developed a conversation. And tell her about the water. If I give you water, this water, you will never thirst again. So we have to find a conversation. Develop strategy to go out and share and talk with people.
Yes.
And sometimes when we go out in turn here, don't go you alone. When there's a time yet, you have to be alone and you have to ask God to cover you when you're going on some, but it's best to go two and three.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's our full coverage and protection, the time that we are living in. We must wise. The scripture telling us we must wise. We must wise. Hallelujah.
Let's go.
Napoleon said again, but we speak wisdom in mystery. And we know that all these mysteries that Paul is talking about, it was the coming of Jesus Christ, God hid until certain time. None of the prophet. We live in a time, you know, this thing is stirring me up now. That God revealed himself to us. Sometimes we criticize Israel, but Israel didn't have half of what we have.
No.
And we have everything. Anywhere you turn now, you can hear the word of God. God give us technology out that cover the world now. Look where we are now. When I grew up, I didn't have no telephone. And you have telephone, you can talk to man any part of the world. And you can look at them. You have all type of electronic things that God designed and create and put into man that it is to push the kingdom of God rather than using it to do other stuff. Because these things could not come about in man unless God give them that wisdom to create.
Amen.
And Solomon let us know that if it's new, it's not true. So nothing new under the sun. It was here before. God knew all about this. And he put it here for us. He put this thing for us to be used to proclaim the gospel.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Because he knew that you couldn't go everywhere. He could just see a circle of Jerusalem. But you can speak to the world. And this phone where I'm talking now, the world is hearing me right now.
Yes.
Amen. Glory. Yes.
The world is hearing us. As I said, yes. Sister Barbara, amen. The world is hearing you right now, my sister.
Yes.
Before it could happen. But God knew at these last days, he has to develop some electronics, these technologies, that we can use them to proclaim the gospel.
Yes.
So this is not the time to sit down and make this thing higher. Use them for the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Have prayer meeting every night if it's possible on the land. Preach the gospel on the land. Do something. Push the word of God. 24/7.
Yes.
Do something. Tape messages. Play them. Do what you have to do now. For the kingdom of God.
Indeed.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because God give us the tool to use now. The internet is big, wide, and open to the world now.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Use them for the kingdom of God. This is the mystery that opened up to us now. The unknown thing. God revealed them to the wise, young, and old. I think in Matthew tell us that. He revealed to us now. We have everything at our hand. So when we stand before him, we can't say nothing.
Yes.
Mm. He should tell us where, because we have every tool to use for God now. He gave. Yes, you have more books, you have more tapes, you have more this, you have more that. You carry a little phone in your hand and that can speak to heaven right now.
Yes,
if a man gone to the moon and you can talk to the phone from here, from earth to that. I remember Jacob. When Jacob was talking to earth and it was a lot of angel moving from earth to heaven. Jacob gave the angel work to do. And we are not giving them work to do that moving from earth to heaven. Angels supposed to be moving from earth to heaven every minute, every second. Because we're supposed to unload them with information, taking up to the throne room of God, taking them up. Yeah, God, I just talked to this brother. God, take up this one. I just talked to that sister there. The angel take that up to the spirit of God. And the spirit of God start talking about, minister to that. And we're not giving the angel the work to do, to move upon the one the Lord.
Thank you, most Lord.
These are the times we can't sit down, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
We have our access now. We have everything at disposal to our hands.
Yes. What is it in your hand? Use it. Use it.
That's what God said to Moses. Moses, what do you have in your hand? And the rod for the Red Sea. It's not Moses, but God said, use it. And the same thing that he said to me and you right now.
Yes, sir.
What you have in your hand? You have that phone, turn on the phone. And start speaking. And you know, so you can see 10,000 people by just beginning to talk on the phone. Just like that. What you have in your hand, just start speaking. Because it's not us here. Our duty is to just send the message. We're not skipping anybody. We must just preach the word. That's all God is asking of us. Because God is not coming back to earth to preach the word anymore. It's me and you will be the preacher and the teacher to baptize them.
Yes, sir.
I usually, when I just got saved and God witness, I usually looking for people every time I go looking, they say they come into church, I sit down looking back, see them, want to see them come. But I go and learn, no, that's not my business to want to see. My duty is to go and preach. Tell them about Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And the Spirit of God will save them. The Spirit of God will save them. And there was something happening that is lately I see. While I'm going out, I might see the one that I go and witness, but God was sending other people into the church.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Jesus. I do this thing to me.
Yes.
I see it happen, my brothers and sisters. You might see the one that you expect to be in church. But God sent other people inside the church.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm full of the church with other people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So it is our duty to go forth and proclaim the gospel.
Yes. Yes.
Because we can't see nobody, but we must go and share. A scripture in the words, I think it's in Ezekiel, to take the blood off our shoulder.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes.
So the Apostle Paul get the knowledge and to know that I can't sit by an idol. I must determine to proclaim this gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Look at Philippians 3:10. Look how determined this brother is. Look at Philippians 3:9-10.
Yes.
Philippians 3:9. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness.
Yes.
There was no one reached to the heights of the law like the Apostle Paul. And he said, being found in him, not having my own Paul could have said, I have righteousness, I'm full of righteousness.
Yes.
Because I keep the law to the mouth.
The law.
I kept the law, I keep it.
Philippians
which is of the law, which he said, but hear me. But that which is through the faith of Christ.
Yeah.
It is faith, my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Step out in faith. Go out and share the gospel. Don't worry about who you know who's going to see it. You just tell them.
Tell them.
Just tell them. Just tell them. Jesus the King, if I be lifted up from the earth, remember that scripture? I will draw all men. How can Jesus lift it up unless we go and tell somebody about Jesus? Tell him about what he has been through on the cross for me and you. Tell him that he died. Tell him he died and he buried and he rose again and he's seated at the right hand of the Father.
Yes.
Making intercession for us. Go tell the world. Go tell the world.
Yes.
That he suffered, he bled, they spat upon him. But he endured the cross, despised the shame, and he sits now at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. No devil can, when may you do the work of God, no devil can touch us.
Oh.
Amen.
You better believe that. When we sincerely do what God cover us under his blood, when we talk about cover, it's a fact that you look through scripture. Anything happened to these men, it's the only God allowed them to draw them closer to God.
Amen.
Before I finish this scripture, let me draw some at 2 Corinthians 12. Apostle Paul was suffering with a sickness. He consulted the Lord three times. Three or two times. And Paul said, Jesus tell him, my grace is sufficient for you, Paul.
And when
the Apostle Paul get the vision and get the revelation, he said, therefore will I glory in my infirmities, so that the power of God may rest upon me. Paul understand that there must be some issue that I have to go, that I can call upon God, that when I call upon God, that there for me at all times. You see, this is why the world is like this right now, because we can go to the fridge and we get food, we run there, we have all type of things in our house. We don't have to call on God anymore. So we're far from God. But in those days, everything might have to live off God. You have to call God.
Yes, sir. Yes. You fear again.
No fear of God. Because we can't get what we want. So we don't need God. The only time I need that is when I'm in big trouble and all in my car and God. And then think God is a spare tire. You can't just take him up and use him and let him go. No!
No way.
He's not a spare tire. God is holy. God is righteous. Can be used by a man in them parts. So in Philippians 9 and 10 here, 3, 9 and 10, 14. But that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. This is all that Jesus done on the cross for me and you. It is by faith. Faith only come by hearing, by the word of God. That's how faith comes. By hearing what Jesus Christ made possible for me and you at the cross. Jesus, we were in wrath with God. This is why Paul reminds us in Romans 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And not only so, oh glory to God, we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. And we glory in tribulation. We can now glory in tribulation. Hallelujah. How much man can glory in tribulation? Only the true believer can glory in his tribulation. Because we know where we're going. We know this is not our world. This is not is not our home, apostolic church. We just passing by. We are going here as an ambassador. We are just an ambassador here. You know what an ambassador do for a country? We are just an ambassador here. Just carrying out what God has tell us to do.
Yes.
Just like for an ambassador from America to Jamaica, they want to represent what the country, the laws and policy of the country. This is all we are here to do. Represent Christ on this earth. Carry out his policies. To preach the gospel. Teach the gospel. Yeah. Baptize in them. Make disciple out of them. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. I'm coming down. And I mean, so you look, the Apostle Paul, if Paul, the Apostle Paul, want to know Jesus Christ, he was saved. At this time, this is not a sinner either. This is a saved man talking right here.
Yes, yes.
This is what we must understand when we read all the scripture. This is not a sinner man talking either. This is a saved man. And then the Apostle Paul said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. You see, if we're not craving for these things, then our eyes of the world is not going to get dimmer, you know, it's going to get brighter. But when we crave for these things, the light of the world will get dimmer. And Jesus' light will get brighter and brighter and brighter. And that's all the Apostle Paul desired of himself, that he may know him by the power of his resurrection. The brother wants to know everything. How can one go through all this and remain faithful and true?
Yes.
And he understand that God is with him. Because if God was not with him, he could not have done what he's doing. Because he was in the Judaism, and he see the struggles and what could happen and what was happening to him. Because there was opposition. Because see them want to kill him because he make a change.
Yes, sir.
So he desire now to go deeper in Jesus Christ. Because him see everything is wrapped up and tangled up in Jesus Christ.
Glory.
So all I have to do now is to get to know him. Let me know him just like when I study the law. Let me study to get more and more of Jesus inside of me. Because the more I am, the more I'm better.
Yes.
And that's how the church should be craving for, to have more of Jesus. There's a songwriter, more about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his love. You know it all. I don't remember all of it.
Yes, you know that song.
And this is all the song we are to sing in our spirit. Encourage one another. Encourage one another about the love of God, what God has done for you. Don't fear to call a friend and say, God has been good to me today. That allowed me to talk to someone. Help me pray for that person that I was talking to. He or she might say the same thing. And you all begin to pray for the two people. Two people that you snapped out of the hell, out of hell.
Yes.
When you stand before him, you will be pleased and justified to know that God abused you to pull someone out of hell. So the Apostle Paul said that I may know him by the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death.
Yes.
What more can we ask of anyone than to follow Jesus? I have decided, I have determined not to know nothing other than Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Yes.
My brothers and sisters, may we walk with Jesus. May we talk with Jesus. May we determine not to know nothing other than Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And him
crucified. Please, I ask of you this morning.
Yes.
I ask of you this morning. Just tell the world that you decide to follow Jesus. Don't be ashamed. The Apostle Paul reminds us also. He said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because it is the power of God unto salvation.
Yes.
May we walk with Jesus today. May we hold our head high. May we understand and know that without Jesus Christ, we are totally nothing. But with him, we are something. I pray this morning or this afternoon, if there is anyone on the line this month who are hearing me, are hearing us today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Harden not your heart. Jesus is standing at the door, knocking to your heart, that you may open up and that he may come in and reason with you and talk with you and commune with you and to have you, that you may have fellowship with him. My brothers and sisters, I thank you to give me this time to talk to you about Jesus. God bless you.